Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. How about you on today? Are you living your purpose that God has given you? Are you doing those things that God has given you to get done? This is the real job, is doing, obeying what God has given us to do. The natural job, that's just a sideline. But the real job, our real job, is obeying what God has given us as believers. Do you believe that today? All this other stuff is going to pass away. And it's just what we've done and do for Christ is the only thing that's going to last. I am living my journey of purpose, and mine is to encourage others. One day the Lord told me who I am. He said that I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service souls. And that was like such an awakening in me when He told me that. It settled so many things. It settled it for me. And I thank God for it. Because, you know, I used to think because that's what you see. And we are people that mimic what we see and hear. We're just like children too. We mimic it. So we think it's all about competing for positions and all of that stuff that goes along with it. But truly, it's not. It's about running this race and then running the race well to please God. So I'm on my job right now. I'm on the clock, so to speak. I'm on the clock. The clock is running to get my hours in on God's program. Yes, it is, because I want to hear Him say, "Well done, well done, my good and faithful servant." That's what I want to hear God say. So I am encouraged today to live the God habit. Yes, the God habit, doing it God's way, how God would have me to do it. So that means that I have to remain in the Word and learning how to do it God's way. And then not only learning, but meditating so that I can keep it in my spirit to do it God's way. Because just to do it one day on Sunday, it's not enough. It won't keep me for Sunday. But what about the rest the week. So every day I need to talk to the Lord. I need to have a conversation with him about my day. Because, you know, today is Wednesday, and that prayer that I prayed on Sunday, it's not good enough for today. It's not going to keep me if I'm not continuously talking to him and praying. I need to hear from heaven every day. I need to call him up, and I need to have a talk with Jesus. How about you on today? So, I'm enjoying my journey. I am living this life only because of him, because of Jesus and what he has done for me. And that keeps me motivated. That keeps me encouraged because I am a practicing believer, practicing living the Word of God. So today we are talking about man ought to always pray. Do you believe that? That we ought to always pray. Yes, we should. And we're going to get into that. But first, we're going to stop and we're going to have a word of prayer. And then we will come back and we will talk about it. Don't you want to talk about it? How that man ought to always pray? Yes, we ought to always pray. Are you ready? Bring your minds in and let's talk to God. Whatever that need is, whatever that desire is, we can talk to God through prayer. We can tell him all about it, and he will answer our prayer. We have not because we ask not, and then when we ask, we don't believe what we ask. So prayer is that communication with God, and man, we ought to always pray to stay in touch with God, to see what he's telling us to do, what direction to take. So are you ready today? We're going to touch and agree. We're going to touch and agree on whatever it is that you are seeking from the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Are you ready? Your mind's in? Your heart straight? All right. Let's talk to the Lord. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we want to thank you and we magnify you. And Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise. What a mighty God we serve on today. This Wednesday, God, this Recover All Wednesday, Lord. And Father, we believe in you to recover it all. Everything, God, that the enemy has taken from us, God, that he has stole, that he cheated us out of, God. In the name of Jesus, we are taking it back. You have given us power and you've given us authority, God, to speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we speak on today, taking back our authority, taking back our power that you took for us and gave to us, God. And that the enemy, thank you, Lord Jesus, ever since, oh God, has been trying to steal it back because he is a thief. He's a robber. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came, God. You came. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And we thank you. We thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. You said we ought to always pray and not thank God, in the name of Jesus. So we're praying, oh God. We're talking to you. We're magnifying you, God. We're touching and agreeing, oh God, will you give us our needs, O God, but you will give us our heart's desires. You said if our ways please you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you would grant it, God, and we thank you for it. Would you look on my sisters and my brothers on today, those that are on the prayer list, God, those that have requested prayer, God, that we pray for them and with them, Lord Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we hold them up before you, God. We hold them up, God, in the name of Jesus, for whatever that need is, God. Meet that need, God. Meet the need of your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Teach us, God. Teach us, Holy Ghost. Teach us how to praise and magnify God on today. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to magnify the Lord on today. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, would you look on our pastors everywhere, God, and bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage their hearts in you, Lord, in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to be about your business, God. This is our job on today, God, is to do the will of the Lord. Thank you, God, in your name, God, is the job of your people, God. Look on the bishops today, God, and bless them, God, the ministers, the missionaries, the lay people, God, every believer, God, in the name of Jesus, would you bless them, God? Would you look on the sick, God, the shut-in, those that have been abused in their homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would go in those homes, Lord. Go in there and arrest those people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that are abusing, oh God, your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know how, God. You said vengeance belongs to you, God. Go there now, God, and rescue, God. Rescue your people everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, in your name today, God. All of this stuff that's going on in the world, God, in the name of Jesus. You are in control, Lord. And we thanking you for that, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, God, that you're in control. You're our giant, and everything else is grasshoppers. And we magnify you today, God, that we know that, Lord Jesus, and that we're standing on your mighty word on today. For your word, God, your word is our encouragement on today, Father. And we thanking you. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for setting free your people on today, God. Call that backslider, God. Call him back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And that man, that woman, that boy, and that girl, God. Send a witness. Send a witness, God, their way to witness to them, Lord, about your goodness, about your mercy, about your kindness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. Let them share with them, God, how you heal, how you deliver, and how that you make ways, oh God, when there seem to be no way. And we thank you for prayer on today, God, for man ought to always pray and never faint. And we thank you that we have not fainted. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for strength on today. For the joy of the Lord is my strength, and the strength of the Lord is my joy. And we thank you for that on today, God. Now you said if we would acknowledge you, God, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. We acknowledge you on this broadcast today. You said if we lift you up, God, that you would draw all men unto you, Father. We lift you up, God, and we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. This is our prayer on today, God, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. We thank God. We thank God for prayer on today. on today for prayer, talking to God. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. It's always in order. Always. Always. I remember the late Elder McNeese. Oh, and he would always, you talk to Elder McNeese, and before you leave him, his next thing was, let's have a word of prayer. Prayer is always in order. Praise God for prayer on today. On today, we thank God for prayer, for it's always in order. Men ought to always pray and not faint. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray for you or with you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. Now, if you need a motivational encourager to come where you are and encourage in on your program, you can go to my email address, which is mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Now, if you have a burning testimony of what prayer has done for you, you can call me at 347-850-8928. And I am right here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm live and in living color for the next 10 minutes. So you can share that testimony if you have one. All right. Well, we praise God. We praise God. And if you want to check out my books, I'm an inspirational writer. You can check it out on my website. Check it out. And I praise God. Not only that, but on Monday through Friday, from 7:15 to 7:30, we are in prayer on our prayer conference line. Yes, we are. And we are praising God for victory in Him. Victory. Yes. Victory in the Lord. We sing the song, Victory is mine. But do we believe that? Victory is mine. And that's because we're standing on the word of God. He said it, and that settles it. And we're going to wait on the Lord for manifestation, and we're watching God do just that. Encouraged. Encouraged in the Lord. All right, then. All right, then. Man ought to always pray. And this is Recover All Wednesday. When David's, the enemy of David came in the camp and stole all of David's, he took his family, his children, his wives, and when David got back, they were all gone. And not only, but the men that were with David, they got upset with David. Got angry with David, got mad, and they wanted to do something to David. But David went before the Lord. Man ought to always pray. David went to God. Yes, he did. He went to God and asked God, what should he do? And he asked God, should I pursue? And the Lord told him, yes, pursue and recover all. So that's why this day is Recover All Wednesday, because God said, pursue and recover all. That's why man ought to always pray, because what is prayer but a conversation with God? We ought to always be in conversation with the Lord, in communication, communicating with Him, in a relationship. Is the relationship, is it just one person? Or is it people communicating, talking with each other, going, talking about different situations? So if God is our need to always be in conversation with God. Not just doing things, but Lord, how should I handle this? How should I do this? How should I do that? Luke is telling us, and that's what we're talking about today. We are talking about prayer and how that we ought to always pray. Luke 18:1 is the one that says that men, it was a parable that Jesus was given, that men ought to always pray, should always stay in communion with God. Stay open so the Lord can talk back to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to be a believer. Come on in this house, for it's going to rain. It's going to rain after a while. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if we're not out of the rain, we're going to be caught up in it. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So man ought to always pray and not faint. But prayer is communication with God. The red phone to heaven. They said the White House has a red phone for emergency purposes. And so when it's an emergency, they call up the White House or to communicate. We shouldn't just wait for emergencies to call up Jesus. We shouldn't just wait for situations, the emergency time to pray. But we ought to always pray. So when these situations come up in our lives, God is already, he's already aware that they're happening. But because we stay in communication with him, he can give us right then, on the spot, what we need to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ain't got to go lay out and beg and pray a long, long prayer. Thank you, God. But we can, right then, he already knows, because we are in communication. We are in relationship with Jesus. So we're right there. We're right there, and he can give us what we need to do. Philippians 4:6, it says, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. That means everything, everything. But in everything, everything. Now, it did not say some things. Some things we feel like we can handle. But is that the way God would have us to handle it today? Have we really sold out to God? Have we sold out? Or some things, are we like the king? We like Saul. When God told Saul to kill everything, but Saul went in there and killed what he wanted to kill and brought back what he wanted to bring back. But was that the instructions that was given him? So God said, he's saying here, but in everything, by prayer. Woo! Everything. So whatever we're doing in this season, Lord, I don't want God to forget about me. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me, Lord. So when we stay in communication with God, he won't do it without us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, but in everything by prayer, yes, and supplication, making it known unto him, making it known unto him with thanksgiving. So we got to be grateful, staying communicating, being grateful with thanksgiving, praising God at all times. You done did that prayer. You done talk to him. Now go through the rest of the day praising and magnifying him for who he is. Thanksgiving. I praise you for what you've already done, God. What you're doing right now. And what you're about to do, God. But thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Thank you. So we have to, with that thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. the God that can do all things, the God that there is nothing impossible with him. He takes, when we take our natural and through prayer and his super, oh my God, then where it seemed like there was no way, thank you, Lord Jesus, it's now time for the supernatural to take place. Where they have said no, thank you, God, but because of who we are and whose we are, thank you, Lord Jesus, we picked up the red phone to heaven, thank you, Lord Jesus, and we've told God about it, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, God, woo, thank you, Lord Jesus, and we've let our request be made known unto him. And you, what do you think that God's going to do about that? He said, if your earthly fathers, my God, know how to give good gifts, what about our Father, our Heavenly Father in heaven? Oh, thank you, God. He knows how to better give gifts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We magnify you today, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. John 15:7 says, if ye abide, woo, thank you, God. If ye abide in me, that's what God is telling us. If ye abide in me, if you stay in me and me in you, my word, what is the word? The word, the word. The word became flesh. The word, if my word, if God, if Jesus, if the Holy Spirit dwells in us, my words abide in you. If, ooh, can you just imagine that? Just close your eyes for a minute and imagine that. The word has been opened up in you, just like in the computer. They put that disk in there. And that disk begins to open up in different departments of the computer. Well, God's word, ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's word. Thank you, Lord. Opens up in us. And ye shall ask what ye will. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. The windows of heaven opened up, and we can ask, and it shall be done unto you. Whatever it is that we are desiring of the Lord, man ought to always pray, talking to the Lord. Have a little talk with Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will answer by and by. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify God on today for this word. Man ought to always pray. And never, never do we want to fail. Therefore I say unto you, Mark 11:24, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Believe what we ask God. Believe it. If you don't believe it, if you have that doubt there, well then, get on in there the more with Jesus and get to know him better. And so he can abide in you. Be filled up with the word of God. Get to know him. Get to know him, for he is somebody that we need to know. My prayer today, Lord, teach us how to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Until the next time, be blessed of the Lord. Bye-bye.